The week before last, I was in Hawaii for a week. It has nothing to do with the sermon. I'm just bragging. Actually, no. It's been this kind of interesting thing. As I was telling them in the secretary earlier, is kind of this interesting thing where it was like in a 48-hour time, I was in like 6 different time zones and 3 different weather zones. You know, it was, and this opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, with modern, you know, humanity that past generations would not have had a chance to experience, where you get to see that many different parts of creation that quickly. And it starts to, you know, can be a little bit overwhelming when you start realizing the wonders of all that God has given us. When you see, you know, I know it can be a pain in the neck, especially as you're after scooping, but you know, you look out our windows today and we have that just, you know, how can you, you know, is there a more picturesque church on, you know, on this road? You know, with the snow on the ground and our beautiful little church. You know, our God is a God of many wonders, and we are always, as people, called to look around and to pay attention, to not allow ourselves to just get that feeling of being used to it all, that we ignore the wonders around us. We have entered that time after Epiphany. And Epiphany, as I mentioned as we start service, Epiphany is basically an aha moment. It is those times in our life where we realize something. Sometimes it's looking at something that's always been there and getting a new understanding. And sometimes it's totally brand new. Now, during this time after Epiphany, our Gospels are filled of aha moments in which people begin to recognize Jesus for who Jesus is. As John the Baptist said in today's Gospel, the Messiah, the Anointed One, or in the Greek, the Christ, the one that has been promised. Now, we are told that at first John did not know who Jesus was, but when he saw Jesus, he knew. And when he baptized Jesus and saw the Spirit of God come upon him as a dove and remain with him, he knew that this was Christ. And when he was speaking to two of his own followers, and he sees Jesus walking by the next day, he points out and says, "This is the Lamb of God. This is the one." And we are told that these two men, listening to, you know, their teacher, John, go off to follow Jesus. Now, one of them we never get a name for. We never hear what happens after that faithful day. But the other is our own patron, Andrew, the brother of Simon. And they sat with Jesus for hours after meeting him, listening to him teach. And we are told that Andrew, after listening to him, ran off to tell his brother Simon. And he brings Simon to meet Jesus. And of course, from there, we will hear, you know, we have the other stories of Jesus calling them along with James and John to be fishers of men and women. We have a later calling of a tax collector and 7 others who, on some level, have that epiphany, that aha moment, where they recognize Jesus for who Jesus is. This doesn't mean that there aren't times in which they fail at this recognition, because, you know, we read about those in the Bible. But for the most part, there is something about Jesus that keeps them following him. Now, each one of us that keeps coming back here has had our own aha moments with Jesus. You know, even if we've gone to church every day of our life since the day we were born, or maybe we drifted away, came back, or we didn't come to church until later in life, there's something about Jesus that keeps calling us back. Maybe it didn't come right away. Maybe it came slowly to you. Or maybe it came just basically as a wave over you. But there is something about the Christ that keeps us coming back to him, that brings us back here to St. Andrew's to worship, to give glory. And it's up to us to spread the word about this wonderful, wonderful thing that we have found here, to share with others our own epiphanies about Christ, to let them know that we have found something special here, just as our patron Andrew did. I often wonder what would have happened if Andrew would have, you know, just, you know, continued to stay with John, or on that day he met Jesus, he didn't get it. You know, I'm sure the message would have came to us one way or the other. But I always think it's such a wonderful thing to be a part of a church named after that first apostle, that first follower, the first person who came to Christ, listened to what he had to say, went out and evangelized. He may not realize that he was evangelizing when he did so. He might have just thought he was turning his older brother on to something new and interesting. Yet, evangelist is what he truly is. So my brothers and sisters, emulating our patron, I encourage you to go out and to share this good news with other people. To tell others about this wonderful thing that you have found here. To lead others to Christ. Now, after church today, we are going to have our annual meeting. And part of our annual meeting is us looking ahead at the year. You know, in some ways, it's looking at a little bit of the year that has passed, but mostly it's about us beginning to look at the year ahead and how we are going to continue as a community of the good news, to spread that good news to other people. And this is a conversation that will only just begin today, will not end today. As we continue to find different ways where we as individuals or we as community can share the good news. Our senior warden is going to present us with a presentation to get us beginning in this conversation. We are going to look at different ways in which we can become more accessible to others. And began a process of revaluing and really truly looking at what our resources are. And by resources, I'm not just talking about what's in our bank account, because there really isn't anything in there. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you once again to be like Andrew. be excited, to be filled with hope. Run out of here and to tell others, I found something. That's how the good news works. It doesn't work just keeping it to ourselves. It works when we become part of it, when we share what is written as well as what's in our heart. When we share the experience of the apostles and saints, but most especially when we begin to share our own experience with Christ. You know, there is an old saying that you may be the only example of the gospel someone sees today. Just imagine if we began to live our lives like that. On what difference we might make in the world around us. What changes? How would it even change our own lives? So, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to share, to rejoice, to be the good news.